Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2008, and you're listening to episode number 91 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Today you'll learn about a new financial course, PR and new media, and how I stole someone's identity.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Wow, what a week. Getting back from Vegas, from the New Media Expo, that was awesome. And as well as things that went on, not only Monday night, but Tuesday night as well. Well, at that portion, I was semi-recovering going to the New Media Expo, as well as having some good discussions going on. But before we begin, I would like to welcome you if you are a new listener. I hope you learn something from it and take away and apply it to your life. Now, this applies to old, regular listeners as well. If you have any questions, comments, ideas, or feel free to comment line 1-866-TMP-2860. Email me directly, taylor@taylormerrick.com. Post a comment on the blog, or post away in the forums. Either way, be helping to contribute and build and connect with other like-minded people like you are there. Did you know that you can listen to this podcast on your phone, not just your iPod, not just on your computer, not just on your MP3 player. You can listen to this podcast directly from your phone. How cool is that? Feel free to take advantage of this unique opportunity. If you want to listen to it, call 1-831-480-3979. The latest episode will play to you right over the phone. Very interesting piece of technology, I must say. And I am glad of those of you who are taking advantage of it. I hope you're getting something out of it. More convenient for you, I'm sure, if you don't have an iPod. But now, I can begin. Let's see, New Media Expo. I left last week Wednesday and arrived there, and basically me and my mom, we went, but for when we first got there, we decided, well, you know, we'll see the sights on the first day of arriving there, because we arrived early for a reason, and then be able to dig in to the New Media Expo. Well, what we decided to do was we wanted to go see the strip. But we didn't want to pay for the monorail, because we didn't know about it at the time. And we didn't want to take a cab or a bus, because it was too expensive. We wanted to go someplace where we figured the bus wouldn't let us off. So, we decided to walk. Kind of a bad idea at that point, as we kind of realized an hour and a half later that it takes roughly an hour to an hour and a half to get from the Las Vegas Hilton front doors two Harrah's. Another hotel, casino, restaurant thing and everything. And I was kind of fine, but try doing this in direct sunlight, no clouds, in the middle of a desert, 100 plus degrees. Ain't gonna last long. Started turning red. My mom felt like she was gonna faint. Fortunately, she didn't. And we were able to arrive there in air conditioning, able to cool down, get some water. We found a cool buffet, the Flavors Buffet. And if you haven't been there, I'd encourage you to go there. Even though $20 for dinner, well, worth it. Too bad I couldn't eat everything, though. But it's like a buffet, just like Ponderosa, except the food there is awesome. There are crab legs, there are Chinese dishes, there are barbecue chicken, there are salads, there a whole kind of dessert, like ice cream pie, cakes, pudding, bread pudding, cotton candy, chocolate fountain that was always running, whole bunch of stuff, awesome, awesome dinner. And then we settled into bed in a Hilton very enjoyably that Wednesday night. Thursday, what happened is we got up. Well, Wednesday, we also went out and surveyed the Las Vegas Convention Center where the expo was being held, just so we could get an idea how long it would take to get there and where they're meeting and where the keynotes would be and everything else. So Thursday morning arrives, we get all ready, we hop on over there, and this is when I started being very active on Twitter. And for those of you who've been following me, I got really active. There's a lot of discussion going on. But the first keynote was awesome. Tim, you picked a really good first keynote that got everybody going for the expo. Gary Vaynerchuk of Wine Library TV. Actually, as a matter of fact, I think I recorded his entire keynote on my recorder. I might play a segment or have it. But very awesome about personal brand, building your personal brand. I have notes and I have a speech. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me at the moment. Very cool guy. Actually on Conan twice. On Mad Money with Jim Cramer. And all he does is talk about wine. And he's built his brand, built his business. He's like an internet celebrity. Very, very cool. I'm actually excited. And got me excited. So we hit the expo floor. And I got to meet up with Todd Cochran and all the exhibit vendors down there on the floor, which was very fun in and of itself. I enjoyed the first day a lot. I wish it went longer, but unfortunately, promptly at 4:30, they shut off the lights and kicked everybody out because the expo closed. So then I'm like, well, you know, maybe I can see if I can network with other people afterwards. Well, of course, yes, you can, but the problem is that you run into, I'm not 21 yet, so I can't sit down in a casino, and I can't sit down in the bars with everybody else to have a discussion, and there's not a lot of podcasters my age that are out there at Vegas doing the expo, well, at least none that I met up with personally, so I was kind of bummed that first day, even though everything else went well, except the evening. And then Friday morning arrived, and had, actually, I was becoming so active on Twitter, found out about breakfast from MDialog. Great breakfast. I got to speak with Elise Barnes. I got to speak with the Paul Culligan. Very, very fun, as well as a couple other people. And I enjoyed the breakfast very much. I mean, I don't know how much more I can say about it, but that was Friday, and then Saturday basically consisted of wrapping up all the loose ends, going to an amazing breakfast, the Profitable Podcasters Breakfast, hosted by Paul Culligan, and I'm probably going to murder the name again, but it was at one of the better restaurants you can go to have a breakfast in Vegas. Highly recommended by everybody who goes to Vegas. I enjoyed it a lot. It gave a lot of one-on-one time with Paul Culligan. Learned about a lot about what he thinks and actually kind of previewed one of his posts before he actually posted it about the three categories that new media in the industry as a whole falls into, and where do people fall into one of three categories. Learned about a lot, and then basically just consisted of roughly 11 o'clock, getting packed, getting checked out, hopping on the bus back to Las Vegas airport, waiting for the plane for roughly 2 hours, because we got through security quickly, waiting for the plane, which then flew us to a connecting flight in St. Louis, and by that time it was 7 o'clock, so I got to see a couple other things, and to wait for another plane, and finally landed in Milwaukee at 11 o'clock. Basically, Saturday night, I did not go to bed until 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and I had to run the soundboard on Sunday morning for the church I attend, and then there were two birthday parties I had to go to, so that was basically Sunday, and then Monday it happened. I had to work, and that was the day I kind of tried settling in, and I wanted to get an episode out, but couldn't. Tuesday I had a day off of work, and I absolutely just crashed. I mean, dead tired from the expo, ideas still floating through my head, and ideas trying to get onto paper. And that was Tuesday. So here we are Wednesday. I'm finally able to get this out. But that was a new media expo recap. Awesome, awesome job, guys. I know even though I wasn't able to attend the exhibitor or the track sessions you guys had set up, I was able to meet with a lot of very cool people, talk with a lot of cool companies, and you know what? I'm just going to say this up front. For the big sponsor, Podcast TuneUp, I actually enjoyed the little sessions that you guys had with Twist Pop Fizz, a new podcast. You know, I really hadn't thought much about soda or gourmet soda until you guys actually started explaining about it. Did you know that high fructose corn syrup, the reason that is used in soda is because it's 2 cents cheaper than sugar cane? And we don't even know what high fructose corn syrup is, and it's actually bad for you. And why the mainstream companies actually say, oh, high fructose corn syrup help us save, when actually the gourmet companies are using sugar cane for the sugar, for part of the flavoring, in making their soda. It makes their soda taste that much better, have that much of a quality. Actually pairing it with other foods and seeing how it goes, I actually liked the huckleberry soda that was presented. Very, very cool event you guys had. I enjoyed it a lot. So that was, when I can't talk about a lot about the New Media Expo. I still have ideas in my head I'm trying to formulate. But that was that. Now I know you guys are ready to get into the content, so why don't we go ahead and do that. In episode number 91 of the Taylor Merrick Podcast, for finances today, you'll learn about a new financial course. For business, PR, and new media. And for technology, how I stole someone's identity. Finances. Change your mindset and start increasing that financial IQ. Okay, and to get started today in finances is a new financial course. And this is actually a course that I'm put together over a course of, well, basically a lifetime of study. I was able to compile it in a couple weeks, and it will be coming out soon. That it will be. For those of you who don't know where to start or are confused about where to start, this course will take you through that. Now, if you're a teenager and you're just starting out and you don't know exactly what is what, I have a separate thing for you that is in the works too that is coming out. But for those of you who are starting to question, well, why am I having problems, and why do I run into the constant problem with debt, and how do I build my assets, and I hear all this talk about raising your financial IQ and things of that nature, well, this is a course that will help you take you through it. Now, this will be a year-long course, so So it's not like something you can just go in, learn everything in a week, and go out. This is actually something you will learn over the course of an entire year. When you get out, you'll know a whole lot more than you used to. And actually,
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.